last year, I had the amazing opportunity to go to Alaska with two of my older kids. And when I say I thought I knew what remote looked like before I went there, I had no idea what I was going to see in Alaska. So you have to wonder when you're in those places where there's a one way in, one way out of town, or you're on a train that goes to areas where no roads go. What happened if you got stranded there? What if you were on a mountain and you got stranded? What if you were in a plane crash? You survived, but no one knew exactly where you were. Or what would happen if you were attacked by a bear in the dead of winter? So these sound like action movie plots, but for an unlucky few, these are true stories. Against the Odds is my podcast recommendation for you. It is from Wondery. Against the Odds is edge of your seat survival stories. There's adventure, bravery, humanity, tragedy, perseverance. The vivid storytelling takes you from the comfort of your home or your car or wherever you're listening and transports you into the scene of these heroes who survived to tell their tales. This season is about an Alaska bear attack, and the basic backstory is that three friends were out on a backcountry ski trip when they unknowingly, obviously, skied over a den. And when they did that, they woke a mother bear and her cub from hibernation. One of these friends was attacked, and of course, bleeding is a concern, as is hypothermia. We're talking Alaska. His friends were trying to do their best to help him survive while they waited on rescue, while also hoping that the mama bear was not going to come back. Each episode will remind you about the unshakable human drive to fight for survival and the bravery of those who helped. You are about to hear a preview of Against the Odds. While you're listening, go ahead and follow Against the Odds wherever you get your podcasts, or you can do what I do and listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Bart Peachool takes a deep breath, letting the freezing air burn his lungs. His legs ache from the effort of hiking uphill through deep snow. As he exhales, his breath clouds in front of him, and he can't help but smile. It's early afternoon on February 6th, 2021, 10 miles outside of Haines, Alaska. Haines is a small community located along Alaska's Inside Passage, a marine waterway that connects the state's southeastern coast to British Columbia and Washington State. It's geographically isolated, to say the least. The primary way to get to Haines is by boat. A ferry runs a couple times a week from Juneau, the state capital, about 90 miles away. Otherwise, there's one road that winds over a rugged mountain pass into a remote corner of Canada. Haines calls itself the adventure capital of Alaska. It draws intrepid souls who are happy to trade the perks of big city life for its remoteness and stunning beauty. For Bart, a tall 38-year-old from Poland, it's heaven. His first glimpse of Haines was from a snowboarding video he saw as a teenager. Instantly, he fell in love. The icy blue waters, the soaring eagles, the snow-covered mountains. All of it drew him. When he announced that one day he would move there, his friends and family scoffed. But in 2013, at the age of 30, that's exactly what he did. And it's been everything he dreamed it would be. He's happiest where he is right now, in unspoiled backcountry, far from civilization, surrounded by towering hemlock and spruce trees, traversing over pristine snow. Ahead of him, his friend Jeff Moskowitz trudges up the incline. They're planning to follow the ridge above the tree line and then make their way back down. Moskowitz has his skis strapped to his backpack as they hike. Bart's snowboard is tied to his own backpack. Ahead of both men, and out of sight at the moment, is their other friend, Graham Kraft. The three men have been friends for over 5 years and logged hundreds of hours in the backcountry, both together and separately. As Bart continues to climb, he spots something brown and furry about 50 feet in front of him. It's a little bigger than a soccer ball. He squints, trying to see what it might be. He can't tell for certain, but he's pretty sure it's a porcupine. Then he stops short. The porcupine is getting bigger and bigger as more of it emerges from the snow. A jolt of adrenaline surges through him. That's no porcupine. Based on how large it is, it can only be one thing. A coastal brown bear. Moskowitz must have walked right over its den and woken it up as he hiked just ahead of Bart. The bear fully emerges from under the snow. Coastal brown bears can weigh up to 1,500 pounds. This one isn't that big, but to Bart, it still looks massive. The bear wags its head back and forth as it appears to shake off the stupor of hibernation. Then, its eyes focus right on Bart. His mouth goes dry as the bear begins to trundle right toward him. Bart knows he doesn't dare run. Bear's natural instincts tell them to chase fleeing animals, and in short bursts, they can run up to 40 miles per hour, far faster than any human. And Moskowitz and Kraft are too far away to help. So Bart has to think fast. He has to remember his bear safety training, because if he makes one wrong move, one mistake, this bear could easily kill him.